I am a prisoner chained to myself. I don't know what I've done. Bars will scar the windows of every room I will live in for the rest of my life. There's no reason I can find for all this pain. Here in solitary, I can't see. I wonder if the jailer is me. In this blackout cell, I crouch, paralyzed, stricken by my own horror.
Thank you. The wailing sax of Jan Garbarek punctuates Beast of Komodo for a track from the 1970 album on ECM, Afric Pepperbird. Our set of deep threes began on the count of 10, as rendered by Marcus Warner on the Oceans album. Then we sailed through the spontaneous rivers performance of Movement 4 from Jason Cowhang's 2011 opus, Symphony of Souls. Jorgensen and Martinson's Water flowed into the prophecies of Mars Lazar's Exotic Intimacy album, and Long Year Ben by N.E. Trethewen from R.S. before Henry Rollins speaks about the isolation of being a prisoner, leading to an eerie engagement with Tim Perkins and John Bischoff across their artificial horizon, recorded in 1989 at Mills College and released by Artifact Recordings. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with Hans Zimmer's original sketchbook for his soundtrack to Man of Steel. You can always check out show archives and playlists on the website www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thank you.
You're listening to TGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When a building gets knocked down, its wooden boards and beams typically get destroyed too. In the U.S., tens of millions of tons of lumber end up in landfills or incinerators each year. But Eric Law of the company Urban Machine says much of this wood could be reused instead.
So it's a massive amount of material that's still high-quality material. It's still completely intact. It's still got good length to it.
Before it can be reused, though, all the nails, screws, and staples must be removed.
And that process is incredibly labor-intensive.
So Law's company created a robotic machine that's now in use near San Francisco. It locates metal fasteners in pieces of lumber and extracts them using pincers. It can process thousands of feet of material each day. He says making it more efficient to reuse lumber could pay off for builders and the climate. Trees absorb and store carbon. When they're used for lumber, much of the carbon remains locked away in the wood. But if the wood decays in a landfill or is burned, it releases climate-warming pollution. Reusing lumber helps limit that pollution, and it means fewer new trees need to be cut down, so it could reduce the construction industry's impact on the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Radio Rewind.